guy who loves his girlfriend, but when is he going to grow up and propose to her? Then you got another one, which is one woman who wants a man as successful as she is, but what about the up-and-comer who's right under her nose? And then there's a ladies' man who has his sights set on a smart, beautiful woman, but with her standards, that may throw him off. And finally, how about the sweet guy who can't break free of his mother? A lot of drama going on, man. A lot
the
of
mama's
situations.
Boy, yeah. Yeah.
How do you deal with all that?
You're going to see people that you know, and you're going to see a little bit of yourself in this movie. All the characters are relatable to some degree because, you know, you got a lot of sisters that's out there doing their thing, independent woman, making money, and it's hard to find a brother because, look, your standards are set very high. Right. And so you want somebody that is on your level or above. And what the movie looks at is that type of person. That character is played by Taraji Henson.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful, talented Taraji Henson. And she ends up dating somebody, a brother who hasn't quite made it there yet. He's a dreamer. He doesn't have his whole act together. And he's played by Michael Ealy.
Oh,
ladies, you know, that's old Blue Eyes, Michael Ealy, that from Barbershop and stuff. So Taraji and Michael Ealy play a couple. And I just think a lot of people can relate to that and a lot of the different characters that you talked about in the film.
Man, when you think about one question that they always want to know is, when is he going to grow up and propose? Who's playing that role?
Yeah. You know what's interesting? That couple's interesting because that is Jerry Ferrara. And anybody who watches the TV show Entourage, he plays Turtle on Entourage. Mm-hmm. So we have that character, and he's the guy, like you said, he's like, you know, a man child. You know, he's stuck in the 80s, you know? Never grew up, not really looking to grow up, and certainly not looking to man up and propose to his longtime girlfriend, who's played by Gabrielle Union.
Oh,
so we got
man.
Gabby Union in there, and she is, you know, the woman who, you know, she wants the ring, you know? So.
Yeah.
They're like a lot of couples that have been together for a while. You know, some people even have kids together but haven't made that next step. And so what the movie looks at and what Steve says in his book is that women, if you don't require a man, if you don't let him know what your requirements are. See, guys are simple. A lot of times we'll let you know, okay, this is what I want.
Right.
This is what I want. This is what I need. If you do this and this, we good, you know?
Right.
A lot of times women will allow themselves to kind of conform to that.
Oh, yeah.
And men get complacent because that's what we do. You know it, fellas. You know we can get lazy sometimes. And so if we don't have to propose,
yeah.
if we don't have to buy the cow and we get in the milk, you know what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
I think like
and,
a man.
I don't know nothing about that.
In theaters today, Will Packer, our special guest on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. All right, Kevin Hart. Now, what role is Kevin playing?
The fool. Kevin Hart is crazy. Absolutely crazy. You know, Kevin Hart, because it's about a group of guys who hang out together and it's real. We see how they talk and relate and how guys talk when women aren't around, right? So that's our group of guys. Kevin is the guy who is just getting a divorce. And he's the guy that's got all the advice for all the other brothers.
Because
that's what we want, right? You want the brother whose marriage didn't work to be giving advice to everybody else. Kevin is that guy. He's kind of like the consciousness of the group. So he is, of course, hilarious. He's going to have you laughing from start to finish. And at the end of the day, he learns something about himself, too. I got a lot of cameos in the movie, you know, a lot of surprises. So, you know, it's special.
Man, what is my girl doing? I'm just
is that Megan
with,
Good?
Yeah, you already know.
Yeah, I heard you earlier talking about Megan Good. Yes,
help him.
Yes,
don't help him with that.
Don't help
him,
Will. Will, help your boy AB, man. But,
she is engaged. Yeah,
and very happy
to a good brother too.
On,
a good
I,
a good.
Will, you're so discouraging.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, brother. I'm
it's
sorry.
Over, AB.
Look,
it's over.
We're going to help you find somebody that's making good like, okay? We're going to help you find a good sister out there. You
something
know,
like
Megan
Good. She might be making all right.
There you go. Megan Light. Megan all right. Megan so-so. She plays what we call the 90-day rule girl.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Steve's got a chapter in his book that says, listen, you should not be giving it all up for at least 90 days when you meet a man.
Yeah.
You know, don't be just jumping in right away. And
makes
so
sense.
She is that girl, and she's
listen,
dating
ladies.
The guy who is the player who's used to getting it right away. So that's an interesting couplet right there. So it looks at how that dynamic works because, you know, you got that. And then you also have the single mom, right? A lot of people can relate to that. Mm-hmm. And she's played by Regina Hall, really funny actress.
Yeah.
She was in Scary Movie, Death at a Funeral.
Right,
and
right.
She's playing opposite the mama's boy, who's played by Terrence J. A lot of people know from 106 in Park.
Yeah, man,
single mom
love.
Dating the mama's boy.
Yeah.
And, you know, you got that whole issue of if you're a single mom,
right.
when do you introduce your new guy that you're dating to your kids. Because, you know, while you're dating, it's tough. You don't want a parade of men coming into your house.
That's the 270-day rule right there.
Will, I have one question.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Will there be part two?
Let me tell you. Yeah, I'm so glad you asked that. It is up to the listeners. It is up to the public. Let me tell you, we are going out. We want to be number one at the box office this weekend. It's tough to make movies like this where you see us in a really, really positive light. Right. And it's a good, solid movie, not just a black film, white film. It's a universal theme movie. If this movie works this weekend, if we're number one at the box office, you can bet Hollywood will make a sequel. People don't understand the power that you have. If you go out, show up, and show out, then Hollywood will say, oh, we need to do more movies like this. Yeah. And so you got intelligent African-American couples who are relating to each other, loving each other, and doing things that we actually really do. You know, it's not stereotypical. Man. It's not lowbrow. Right. So I just hope that this movie will come out and do what I think it's going to do, which is number one at the box office. I'm claiming.
Yes, sir. It will
do it. I agree. Hey, y'all, you got to go out.
Yes.
Will Packer from Think Like a Man. You've got to go out. We say it all the time. Every time we have a movie, go out, support it. Support it three times if you have to this week. Because we got to have another one. Got to have number two.
There you go.
There, you know, they don't want to admit that the 60-day, 90-day rule is, I mean, it's a rule. But what I want folks to understand, no, we are not promoting promiscuity.
Right.
Right.
I'm going to say that like that. We are not saying that, you know, as a single woman, you go out and you do whatever. Although, and I'm saying this from Yolanda, the guys haven't said anything. We get calls, and I hear y'all. Mm. So don't tell me that y'all, yo, I'm just so upset because y'all said 90 days. Come on now. Come on. Grown people.
That's grown people. That's a reality.
Now, of course, we follow the Bible.
Right.
But don't act like y'all don't understand what that means. No, you're not supposed to be doing it, but a whole lot of y'all, that's why we got all these children around here. Whole lot of y'all doing it. So don't write AV. Don't write them. You write me. Because you know I'm going to put you women straight because I see y'all. I see y'all at the concerts. I see y'all at the revivals. Don't play with me.
One thing I like about this movie is the fact that he gives us different scenarios. This is what people deal with.
Right.
There are those ladies who say that there is a 90-day rule. There is that mama's boy. Mm-hmm. So all of these, we got to, like Yolanda said, we've got to get out of the mindset to think that it does not exist. Right. It exists.
It's a depiction.
Wait a minute. Right. Let me stop you. We've been talking about Paul and the Corinthian church.
Yeah.
It existed back then.
Mm. Yeah.
So let's stop this. Let's stop this playing, y'all. Yeah. You know, because some of y'all probably the ones that we really need to be talking to anyway.
Yeah.
And yeah, you can, okay, you can write me and tweet me if you want to. I don't know if you want my answer.
I tell you what I do enjoy. The answers from our special guest. Yes, Will Packer, of course, producer, Think Like a Man. Man, I love
it. I'm enjoying this.
Hey, this is life.
Mama Yolanda getting straight.
Well, you know, you have to every now and then because it's like, come on, y'all. We don't live in a bubble.
Right.
And most of the people who are complaining about it are the people who have either done something they regret now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, now they're living with the consequences of their actions. I mean, come on. Everybody is not doing that. So don't put that on everybody,
right,
you know.
Right.
And then don't call us with that foolishness like you Jesus' sister.
Right.
Although we are his brothers and sisters in Christ. You know, the thing is, somewhere in your life, all of us, somewhere in our lives, we could have used some advice like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I'm with you.
Yep. And I appreciate you saying that. I mean, and you know, the movie's about real people. And I think exactly what you're saying is that if we get too holier than thou, then you can't help anybody. You can't help yourself, you know?
Yeah.
And so the movie is about real people, real flawed human beings, you know, people that make mistakes like we all do. And that's what it's about. And we show the consequences of it.
There you go.
You know, because there are. To every decision you make, there is always going to be a consequence, a reaction, you know, something that's going to come from that. So we got to make the best decision. We're all striving because we all fall short. We know that.
Right.
But we're all striving to be the best we can be. So what this is some good entertainment to talk about relationships. relationships.
Right.
Talk about relationships between people that we all know, that we all are, have been at some time, mm-hmm. who are all trying to do better, because that's what it's about. It's trying to do better.
But my thing is, don't judge the movie before you go out and see it.
Please don't.
See, this
Please
is my
don't.
Thing. Go to the movie and see it. Buy 16 tickets.
There you go.
And then you and the ladies on the usher board, y'all come back and talk about it on next week. You
then
know, that's
you
fine.
Qualified
but don't
to talk
yeah,
about it.
But don't you know, because I've seen the previews and so I know what it's about. You know, yeah. that my thing is, you're talking from a place of ignorance, and I'm not calling you ignorant because of your call, but you're talking from a place of no knowledge.
Right.
Here
right.
it is, the man that directed and produced it, he knows what it's all about. And if you read the book, Steve is very open and honest with you. He did not pull any punches. Like he said, I want you to be protected.
That's
this
right.
is about protection
That's
for
right.
you.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, man.
We can't tear each other down.
There
you know,
go. There
without,
you go.
With we got to support it. We don't do that enough. You know how we do. You know, we like to tear each other down quick.
No, we're going. We're coming to
like
this movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we are. I appreciate that.
Look, we rebuke all of that in the name
yeah,
of Jesus.
Coming,
amen.
Man. People been talking about
this for
a long time.
This is number one at the box office this weekend.
Yes. Amen.
Yes, Lord, man. Now, when we leave from this movie, I know you can't, Will. I know it's impossible. But what do you think that... There may be some things that people will take away from Think Like a Man.
You know what? The fact that we got to be open and honest in our relationships, because right. there's a lot of
deception.
You know, well, you deception. There you go. That's exactly
deception.
What you want to see. You know,
yeah.
when you meet somebody at first, you're putting on a facade. You're putting on the person that you want them to think that you are. And a lot of times what happens is by the time we get to who we really are, mm-hmm. you know, you way too deep into the relationship. We have to, before you can be honest with anybody else, you got to be honest with yourself.
Right.
Yeah. And that's really what this movie is about, is being honest and open with yourself
right.
and allowing yourself, like I said, to open yourself to the perspective of the other person in the relationship. You got to do that. You know,
yeah.
that's what communication is all about. We don't communicate anymore. We text message.
Yeah.
We Facebook.
Yeah.
We tweet. You know, what happened to the days of chivalry and you know, writing letters, real letters, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Going out on dates
or
and courtship.
Just rapping.
Sure. Absolutely.
See, my thing is, you know, folks don't even know how to talk now.
Because we don't have to.
What you doing?
Yeah. Right.
Doing?
Yeah.
That, what?
Yeah.
Short
you're right.
No.
Short
hey,
right.
you know, it's not the hello, how you doing? You know, yeah. We talk about the music of the OJs and those guys. You know, we had
real
Eddie and
romance.
Them on,
yes.
you know, with the real romance before. Yeah. But the thing is now, it's just so, you know, you down,
right.
I'm down,
oh,
we down.
Right.
Let's get, you know.
That's right.
Let's,
and we
let's
talk
go
about
to,
that
let's
in the
go
movie.
To dinner.
We,
what?
Me
are
and
you
we
serious?
Got to step our game up.
Yes,
we've gotten lazy. We've gotten complacent. Used to the status quo.
The
so, ladies, this is a way to look at how you can require men to do more and be more.
I guess one of the questions we'll walk away with at the end of this is how you should use that advice that you'll receive from the movie Think Like a Man in theaters today. Will
today,
Packer,
today,
thank
today,
you, man.
Yes.
Appreciate you,
hey,
homie.
Hey, guys, tweet us at Yolanda Live to tell us what you think about the movie.
Yes.
Okay? What's your tweet?
Thank y'all. At Will Power Packer. At Will Power Packer. Now,
Will
look,
Packer.
Don't send the church folks over to me and get the church cussing me out. You know how church folks cuss you out.
That's all right.
They
send them to me. I love it.
Secular
Yolanda
folks.
Live,
y'all
amen.
Go to Mama Yolanda. She
Please.
Got my back now.
Because I got some answers for you. And I got scriptures for you, too.
There
appreciate
you, go.
You, Will. Thanks a
no,
lot, man.
Thank you. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. Thank you so, so very much for supporting. And thank you, everybody, for supporting this and other films. We're going to keep it going, y'all.
Yes, sir. It is 6 before the top of the hour.
Yeah, yeah. Yolanda Adams Morning Show.
Waking you.